Hi, I'm Avalon Starlight, and you are listening to the Rebel Unicorns podcast. This season, we are diving deep into what being an empath in business actually looks like. Listen each week as I share tips and tricks to master your empath energy, as well as sharing incredible guests who have created successful businesses by claiming their empath title. Are you ready? Let's get our rebel on. Oh my goodness, Rebel Unicorns, I cannot believe this is the final episode of season two of the Rebel Unicorns podcast. But did you know that this is actually season four of podcasting for me? In 2018, I believe, I launched Tea with Tamara as a podcast, which I can kind of understand why the universe shifted me away from that title, as I would eventually change my name to Avalon Starlight. My second podcast was Own Your Intuitive, which I loved and I thought it was really magical. But eventually I downloaded that the community of lightworkers and healers and epic badass spiritual entrepreneurs that are my community, my soul family, you guys, is a group of rebel unicorns breaking down the status quo, you know what I mean? Creating a world that doesn't exist yet by sheer like volume of desire and want and dreaming, manifestation, you name it. We are changing the consciousness of the earth. So I'm so excited that we have landed on this final episode together, and I'm excited to share with you the seven types of empaths that exist. And I'm sharing them because I think it's a really kind of significant way to end this season. And also because I want you to just sit in the resonance of what is true for you. Maybe you didn't associate with being an empath when this season started. And as we've gone along, you've kind of started to feel the knowing and the like, oh shit, yeah, no, this makes sense. I'm having clarity. Oh, I'm an empath, right? I believe that when we claim being an empath, it really truly opens so many doors and opportunities for us, because it just allows us to be the champion, the driver, the creator of our reality with this information. I also believe that utilizing the gifts that I'm going to be going over, like which type of empath you are, to impact the world and serve our clients is a really powerful way to do something that not everybody else can do. To me, it's like having a superpower. Like, you know, why would I just hire a muggle when I can hire somebody with a spiritual gift? Do you know what I'm saying? I want somebody who is spiritually gifted that I don't know that they're actually being able to do something that nobody else can do. So if you have been kind of like on the fence of claiming your empath skills, know that there are people aching to be able to connect with somebody who can see, feel, sense, or know things differently, and who can help support them in a way that just regular people cannot. And I'm not saying it like regular people are bad. I just want you guys to know that, because I love regular people. My husband is a regular person. And thank goodness for that, because he keeps me grounded and playful and fun, because myself can get a little serious up in this grill. So laughter and joy and human medicine is a powerful, powerful catalyst. So I'm going to name off the seven types of empaths, what kind of ways they show up in your world and in your life, and you can begin to claim them. What I found really significant when I was looking at these as well is that they kind of fell into the Rebel Unicorn quiz, like the four types of Rebel Unicorn. So if you haven't taken the quiz, you can take the quiz at tamaraarnold.ca/quiz, and you will be able to tell by what Rebel Unicorn house, which empath gift you would probably have. Just saying. So the first one of the types of empaths there are physical. Now I'm going to be listing a bunch of these off. You may not be all of them. Personally, I'm not all seven. I am about five out of the seven. There's two that I don't have. I'll tell you which ones. And then ultimately, I'm five of these. So physical is the first empath that I'm going to talk about. A physical empath is somebody who can actually sense and feel the pain that somebody else is feeling. So if you are in a room with a friend and they're getting a headache, your temples are going to hurt. If they stub their toe, you would get a pulsing or a discomfort in your feet. If they have a toothache, your your jaw would hurt. Whatever somebody else is feeling physically, you are taking on the physical manifestations of that pain or of that discomfort. If they are having digestion issues, you will go to the bathroom because you will feel that digestion problem. So I have this gift. This is one of the ones that I do have. And it's really powerful because it makes you a lot more compassionate to the people around you when you can sense and feel the physical pains or discomforts that they're going through. Personally, I enjoy it because I know now I know that the pains that I'm feeling oftentimes aren't mine. If you're in a room with a lot of people, however, it can become a little bit overwhelming. And this is where I would use the dial up, dial down of my empath skill. Like if you were to think of a tuner dial on a radio, the old tuner dials that actually was a circle and you could turn the volume up and down. Utilizing that as a means to increase your capacity to feel, sense, and know, hear however your gifts are working through you. Dial it up when you want to dial it up and then dial it down. So if you're in crowds or you're around a lot of people, you're not overwhelmed with the sensations or the feelings of the, you know, community around you. So physical empaths take on a physical pain of the people around them. So that's completely different than number two, which is an emotional empath. So an emotional empath isn't going to pick up on the physical. They're going to pick up on the legit emotion somebody's feeling. So if somebody is feeling sad, you're going to get sad. Even this morning with a client, I was about to do our Stardust call, which is the call in which everybody is born with a speck of stardust in their heart. You literally came to this earth with your purpose or mission already inside you. I love Stardust calls because we get to just unearth what that is. And it's so like every time there's a Stardust call, my clients are always like, oh my God, this is so true. It's me. And it's because their body is telling them what they're here to do. Fabulous, fabulous. I love it. Before today's call, I was like squirreling. Everything was like my mind was distracted. I couldn't focus. I was all over the place. I picked up my phone. I was like, I have to play my fun playlist while I'm getting ready. Took the phone to my bathroom, put on songs, was dancing like a mad woman, came downstairs, logged into Zoom for my call, and my client was even dancing. She was dancing already on the Zoom. Just like I had to dance. And she's like, my mind has been all over the place. And I was like, I know, because I felt it. So an emotional empath is picking up on the emotions, whether it's anxiety, whether it's overwhelm, whether it's joy. Like, it's a fantastic gift to have. If you're around people, like, this is why I often say to my kids, I love airports. And they're like, why do you love airports? And I'm like, because people are in the best mood when they're going to an airport. It's very rare that somebody's not excited to go to a faraway destination. And I know that we oftentimes may travel for crisis, but on average, people at the airport are in the best mood. I love them. One of my favorite places. Just like I love concerts or I love other events, I have to be the first one there and the first one to leave. But it's just this beautiful place where there's just so much high vibing energy. It's like, yeah, I want to be in those spaces because I want to pick up on all the joy and the happiness and the fun and the excitement. So an emotional empath will pick up the emotions of everybody around them. It can be very overwhelming if you're walking into, say, a hospital, or you're walking into a place where something really has happened and people are hurting. So if somebody's lost a loved one and you're going to their funeral, or you're going to be around the family of the people that lost their loved one, it can be very, very heavy because you'll feel everybody's sadness. So everything is powerful when you have the awareness of what it is that you have in your hands, because then you can prepare yourself. That means that you can fill yourself with the golden light and send love out. It means that you can, you know, dial down. It means that you can wash your hands more frequently, so you're allowing the energy to flow through you and you're not claiming it or holding onto it. So there's ways in which you can support yourself during the times that you have to be around. It doesn't mean we don't go to things or surround ourselves with people who are feeling other feelings. It just means that we are equipped with the tools to support ourselves in order to be in service or to be able to be in the space of of compassion and kindness and love and being there for the people that are important to us. So we've got physical and we've got emotional. The next is intuitive. And intuitive is my personal favorite part of being an empath, because this is the empath that just knows things. Mm-hmm. Right? So you can be around people and you know what they're thinking, you know what they're like going on, you know it before they do. So you can often, one of the things that I can do is I can see or feel or understand what's about to happen for people before they know it's going to happen. Now, I don't often tell people what I can see or sense about what their decisions are going to do. I can feel the energy. So I can think as that person. So if I'm sharing energy space with somebody and in my mind, I think, what's going to happen if they do this? And I will be able to sense or feel what's going to happen to them if they make that decision, whether it's going to be like a super awesome idea and their energy is going to flare, meaning it's going to vibe higher, or it's going to get denser and it's going to get a lower vibration. These are things that I do when I'm working with my clients, when they're asking me questions like, I'm thinking about doing this XYZ. And I'll say, okay, play it out. And I have them do it because I'm not going to make a decision for them. And once they've made the decision, I will let them know what's actually happening in their energy when they took the decision that they did and if they had taken the other one. Sometimes I can see actual potential futures, but that one I absolutely keep to myself, because everything is dependent on choices and everything changes. Every second you make a different choice. We talked about timelines, and every single time you have a decision to make, you either stay on the same timeline or you're thinking about switching into another timeline. And if you're seeing a potential future and somebody makes a decision outside of what that timeline was, it doesn't make any sense for them to know that that was a possibility. Like, even if I'm seeing one of my clients on stages, I don't know if they're going to choose that path. They can make a decision to go in a completely opposite path that is just as lucrative and amazing. So I try and keep the ones that actually show the future out of conversation, but intuitive empaths is knowing things before other people know them. We have a dream empath. I'm also this empath as well. A dream empath gets information about the world, about their clients, about what to do next, from spirit, from alternate realms, wherever it's coming from, their dreams. Oftentimes a dream empath can as well be doing physical work on their physical bodies, on their clients, in higher self to higher self communication in their dream. So it's a really powerful thing to know that you're a dream empath, because even while you're dreaming, you can be supporting your clients, you can be supporting your family, your kids, your partners by doing additional work, or you know, bringing the right team of galactic beings into their world to support them. I know that might sound strange, but we've had some pretty strange conversations over this last season. So I'm open to sharing all the weirdness. I may have actually cried the other day to my husband last week. It was a Friday, I believe. And he'd come from home from work and I was like, I'm so weird. I talk about things and it's making me weirder all the time, because I have the spirits giving me more and more access to my gifts. And I'm just like, oh, what are people going to think and say now when I start talking about activating codes of light within their chakras? But at the same time, it's so incredibly valuable when you can access activating people's light codes while you're sleeping. So dream empaths just means that you have access to communicating, to serving, to physical embodiment, for continuing your work in your dreams, receiving messages, feelings, thoughts, guidance, all while you're sleeping. And you will still wake up rested, by the way. This doesn't keep you from feeling incredibly well rested. It just means that you have access to remembering and attuning to different frequencies, like we talked about in attunement of empaths, so that you can actually receive and work in different levels and different dimensions. So dream empath, very powerful. The fifth type of empath, which I am not this one, is plant empath. And I'm so like Yes, I just like, you know, the type of people where you walk in their house and it's like you are in this jungle village of amazing plants and herbs, and every corner has like these like hanging plants, and you just look around and they're like, yeah, I know. They know exactly how to nourish, they know how to feed, they know what kind of light that they're supposed to be in, they can talk to their indoor plants, they can grow them. I mean, they have a whole community. They're also oftentimes great gardeners. They can grow vegetables in places in that you just cannot, but they have a sense of plants around them. It's like a whole communication thing. And I just think it's such a powerful way to really shift the vibration of energy within the house, within the home, of any landscaping that you're doing, because ultimately plants offer us so much love and support and guidance and oxygen. They're so powerful in shifting the vibrational mood of people just by being in the presence of them. I am like obsessed with Pinterest boards where I can tell there's plant empaths, and it looks like, you know, that beautiful bohemian hippie like place with all the plants. So if you're a plant empath, I am in envy of you, because I think it's such a powerful gift to have. The sixth one, which is one that I do share a little bit, this is probably my least potent empath skill, is an earth empath. And the earth empath, it is just a little bit further beyond just the plants and the vegetation. An earth empath can actually feel the resonant or the vibration of certain places on the earth. So I talk to trees. I don't talk to my plants. Don't talk to me, but trees do. So it's a very, very different gift. Plus an earth empath can walk into certain places and know. So like I was walking with a friend and I looked at a mound and I said, that's a lot of heavy, dark energy over there in that mound. She said, well, it should be, because there was a war there and people are buried. And it's like, right, got it. Roger that, right? So you feel the energy that the earth is giving off. You can walk into different places and just feel the vibrational pull of the energy of the land beneath you. Again, you can talk to trees. You can understand what the water is saying. Like there's just a communication between you and Mother Gaia. So that is earth empath, and this brings us to the final one. Again, this is one that I do not have, and I'm in awe of people who do, because secretly, I mean, I do want to have them all, and I'm like, maybe I can nurture these last two, and then I'll be able to become a full 7-scaled empath. And I do actually believe that that's possible. But the last type of empath is an animal empath. And an animal empath is incredible. I've actually hired multiple animal empaths in my life to speak to me about what is going on with my dog, Lily. When the veterinarian clinics don't know how to support me, and when she's not feeling well, or she's emotional, or she's going through something, whether it's a physical pain or a digestive pain, I constantly turn to animal communicators or animal empaths who can read my dog, tell me what's going on. They know how to tell, like have significant conversations with your pets. I've leaned into multiple different animal communicators / animal empaths to diagnose my animals. This is what I mean by having an empath skill is so supportive when modern or standard ways of medicine don't support you being able to get the answers that you know, like when you know there's a problem and you take it through the traditional path, and then all of a sudden you get to the end and they're like, yeah, we don't know what's wrong with you or your animal or your plants or your life. And you're like, really? Because there is something wrong. I can feel something's wrong. Being able to access an empath or access your own empath gifts really just allows yourself to see beyond the energy that the three-dimensional world is and how most people perceive the world around us. So, I mean, any form of these 7 empath skills and gifts is significant. And I always say, if you can surround yourself with people who offer this type of energy, it really does allow you to even raise yourself into other like realms of possibility, because it's just attuning again to an energy around you that's significant and different. So I'm going to run through them again. let yourself open and feel all seven of these so you can see which one resonates with your energy. If you are raising your hand and saying, yep, that's me. Or if you're just letting it flow right through and being like, nope, not today. That's not my empath style. And then tag me at Avalon Starlight Coaching and let me know which empath you are, because I would love to hear from you and know, because I think it's just so power, an army of empaths, you know, taking over the world, but in the most loving and gentle and compassionate way. So we have physical empath, feeling the physical discomforts of those around them. Emotional empath, taking in the emotions of the people around them. We have intuitive, knowing things about the people, what their decisions are going to be, or what's going to happen if they make those decisions. Dream empath, being able to access and support the people in your life through your dreams. You have plant empath, being able to communicate and know what your plants in your house and in your gardens require and need with ease. You have earth empath, understanding what the trees, the lakes, and the land is speaking and telling you about the energy that it requires and it needs. You have animal empath, which is able to communicate and feel the emotions and thoughts of your animals. And that can be anything from your dogs and cats to the bunnies, to the horses, to any animal that you come in contact with. So these are the types of empaths. These are the empaths I know. These are the empaths I know. And this brings it home as a true Canadian. Also lets you know my age, because I forget what show that was from, but it was a really, really incredibly ridiculous Canadian show. And it was, these are the Daves I know. And these are the Daves I know. But we sang it as empaths, because I believe every song can be switched into and made into all about empaths. And I don't actually think that that's true. But it was a fun way to end this season of the Rebel Unicorns podcast and what being an empath in business is like. Every single one of these seven empath types can support you with your clients, support you in your service, support you in what business is yours that will let you have a business that sets your soul on fire. I mean, they're significant, they're powerful, and all it takes is you saying yes to claiming your gifts and being a really powerful, manifester of your epic greatness, awesomeness, and your dreams. I'm excited because I actually polled the Rebel Unicorns Facebook group to see what next season will be about. So I'm going to drop it here and let you guys know because season three is coming, and season three will be all about how to turn your side hustle into a thriving spiritual business. This will include using your spirituality as a means to generate leads, to do sales calls for your marketing, for your branding. But how do you take what you're doing on the side as maybe an oracle reader, a tarot card reader, and create a thriving business that will help you leave your 9-to-5, support your family, live the life of your dreams? I mean, I'm really excited about season three coming soon. So watch my social media, join the Rebel Unicorns Facebook group, follow, and make sure that you have clicked the link on Rebel Unicorns podcast so you'll get notified when season three, episode one drops. Cannot wait to share this information with you guys. Have the most magical day. Wow, that episode was mind-blowing. I hope you had as many ahas listening to it as I had recording it. I would love to see the Rebel Unicorns podcast spread far and wide across the globe, across the universe. So if you want to share it on your social media with something that you found impactful, leave a review, send it to a friend. It would be so deeply appreciated. Also, a little side note, I did recently change my name. I downloaded a year and a half ago that my name was Avalon Starlight. It was previously, my birth name was Tamara Arnold. And if you're interested in learning what your Rebel Unicorn house is, oh yeah, there's a quiz for that. Think Harry Potter, except you're sorted into how you are impacting the world with your stardust and what energy you're here to shift and change. You can find out your Rebel Unicorn house at www.avalonstarlight.com. tamaraarnold.ca/quiz. Let me know, tag me in social media, send the quiz out, and join the Rebel Unicorns Facebook group to be in a community of like-minded spiritual entrepreneurs who understand that when you shift your energy, you transform your business.